Cooper cuts up, hits it. Yeah!
Oh my God! What a goal! What a goal by Mick Farden!
Doglic. There's the goal! Richie!
Ben Cuthbert.
She strikes. Goal! Erin Cuthbert! Oh my goodness, what a start for Scotland!
As part of our ongoing 50 Greatest Scotland Internationals vote, head coaches Steve Clarke and Shelley Kerr sat down to share their top five players of all time to pull on the dark blue jersey.
So number one for me, there's absolutely no doubt, it's Sir Kenny Dalglish, Kenny the King, most capped Scotsman in history, joint top goal scorer, I believe. We did another one in my picks, Dennis Law. So King Kenny, I think he stands out there on his own. If you go down to the next one, I've already mentioned Dennis Law would be there. Dennis was a terrific goal scorer, good footballer, obviously joint with Kenny in terms of goal scored for his country. Made a great career down in England, played with both Manchester clubs, which in itself is a little bit different. So after that, I think I'm going to go back a few years where maybe I didn't see quite as much of this guy playing, and obviously you haven't got the video, but I know my dad spoke ever so highly about him, and when my dad speaks highly about a footballer, they must be good. So Jim Baxter would make it for sure. And I think everyone who watched the Scotland against England game in 1967, I believe it was at Wembley, when Baxter ran the show, will tell you what a great player that Jim was for his country. So there's the talent. And then the next one I go with two, the next two are more sort of iconic Scottish figures, so like Billy Bremner for sure, that little tenacious midfield player, always there battling, snarling in everybody's face, and a really good Scotland team that qualified for major tournaments. And the last one would be the guy who gave me one of the biggest thrills I ever had watching a game of football, was Joe Jordan, when he scored that header against Czechoslovakia, as it was then, to qualify Scotland for the 1974 World Cup final. So Joe Jordan would make it as well. And that would be my five. It would be Kenny one. And then I'm open to discussion on the rest of them. You could put anybody two, three, four, five, but I think five fantastic players for their country there.
You know, I grew up, my first kind of World Cup was 1978, but you know, a huge passion for my country, watching all the players that come through. But it was so hard because to narrow it down to a top five, God, that's near impossible. But yeah, I have come up with a five, and you know, I'll just run through them. I think number one would be Sir Kenny Dalglish. I think he played at three World Cups, but I think, you know, you look at his club career, it was phenomenal. Player manager, such a successful player, and he's iconic when you talk about, you know, Scotland and international football. 102 caps, record goal scorer. You know, you don't get a statue for nothing, and he's just a phenomenal player. And I know as a young kid, he was my hero. In fact, I think my first pair of football boots was Kenny Dalglish at Pumas. So, a real role model, very humble guy as well, and he's done a lot for the game in Scotland and elsewhere as well, but top international player. Number two, I'm going to go for Dennis Law. I think, again, when you talk about international football in Scotland, and even though I didn't get a huge opportunity to see him play, I think looking back in the footage, what a talent, you know, a record breaker. I think he's the only Scottish player to win the Ballon d'Or, you know, all those years ago. And, you know, record transfer fees when he's played at his clubs. But, you know, and again, he's joint top scorer with Kenny Dalglish. So Dennis Law would go in at number two. And number three, I'm going to go, this was tough as well, but I'm going to go for Graham Souness. I think, again, he played over three World Cups, and I think, again, a great career, both at club and with the international team, but tenacious as a player, great game awareness, liked to tackle, tough. A real leader, and you know, orchestrated things in the midfield. So I'm going to, it was a tough choice, but I'm going to go for Graham Souness as number three. Julie Fleeting, MBE, thoroughly deserved, from Ayr to San Diego, Arsenal, and you know, a mother of three young girls, and to achieve what she's done in the game. I mean, the record is just worldwide. It's phenomenal. You know, it's 121 caps, 116 goals. She maybe argue 117, but just I was fortunate to play in the national team with Julie, and she had everything. You know, strength, power, speed. You know, and a really, really robust striker. And you knew every time she played for the national team, you had a chance of scoring a goal. But she was a great character as well off the pitch, and, you know, a brilliant leader. And I enjoyed playing alongside her. I enjoyed training against her. I used to love playing against her, but always I was on the other side of her, banging a few goals in against me at training. But I think, arguably the best ever female player that Scotland's produced. I'm going to go for Kim Little, without a shadow of a doubt as well. Such a talent, and came into the squad at a very, very young age. I think Kim was 17 at the time, and I was still playing. You know, played for now, what, I don't know, 13 years or something like that in a national team. It's phenomenal, you know, to be the mainstay at such a young age and continue that journey. And, you know, playing at Hibs, Arsenal, Seattle, back to Arsenal again. And obviously we were fortunate to have her in our World Cup squad last year, and when we qualified for the first time. So, but her talent on the pitch is phenomenal. Her work ethic at training, and she's just a special, special talent, special player, and, you know, able to turn, play with both feet, her vision, her awareness. So, yeah, kind of number five, I'll pick Kim, and hope I haven't offended any other players in the process.
Cooper comes up, hits it. Yeah!
Oh, what a goal! What a goal! What a goal by Mick Fleming!
Leach.
There's the goal! Richie! Oh, no! Ben Cuthbert. She strikes. Goal! Erin Cuthbert! Oh, my goodness. What a start for Scotland.